58 degrees and some sunshine at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have USDA report at 11 on production and supply and demand, so everybody's kind of waiting around for that. But at the moment, we have basically lower prices across the board. July corn, 366 and a half, down 2. December down 2 at 387. July soybeans down a quarter at 911 and a half. November's down a half at 931 and three quarters. And we have July wheat down 6 and three quarters at 462. Cattle for April up 70 at 126.50. April hogs are 78.67, up 7, three quarters of a cent. We have the bonds for June up 15 at 148.04. The mini Dow index is 26,137, down 197. The S&P is down 14 at 28.84. May silver 15.25, up 3.5. May gold at 13.04.80, up $6. The gasoline for May up 34 at 199.14, with crude oil for May at 64.09 a barrel, up rather down 31. The U.S. dollar, 96.51 for June, down 14. Grains, lower across the board, waiting for USDA's 11 o'clock supply and demand and production report. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you very much for that update, Pete. And let's take a look at some other notes this morning. USDA did report export inspections yesterday. The week that ending April 4th totaled just over 1 million metric tons on the corn side. That's down about 18% from last week, 47% below this week last year. Also, as expected, USDA last night reported national corn planting progress at 2% complete. That matches with the average for this date. Analysts are expecting USDA to raise Argentina corn production to 46 million metric tons today, with Brazil at 94.8 million metric tons in the average estimate. Meanwhile, on the soybean side of things, USDA reported soybean export inspections of 888,000 metric tons in the week of April 4th. That was more than double the same time last year, same time last week, 21% above the same week in 2018, a total of 385,000 metric tons headed to China. Reuters survey showing estimates for a slight increase to Argentina's soybean production at 55.36 million metric tons. Brazil is seen at 116.19 million metric tons in the WASDE report. Analysts are also expecting an average that world carryout will be up to 108 million metric tons, bump of just about 9/10 of a million, about 900,000 million metric tons from the previous projection. Checking your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 68 degrees, a north wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to a low of 43 degrees. For the day tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high of 60. Keep an eye out on Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 73 degrees. South wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour, and Andrew does say that there is at least a slight chance of some severe weather coming in on Thursday afternoon. Current conditions, we're at 58 degrees here in Urbana, 54 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 56 in Decatur, 53 in Danville, 58 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon. It's Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.